Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours Main News. We take a look at the stories making headlines. Zambia's debt stands at 635.2 billion as of September 2025, Finance Minister reveals. Government not yet recruiting police officers, Mwimbo clarifies. And in international headlines, at least 21 dead after boat sank on Sudan's River Nile. With the main news in detail, my name is Michael Chilwan. Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Stumpeko Msokotwane, says Zambia's outstanding public debt as of September 2025 stood at 635.2 billion kwacha, equivalent to approximately 66 billion United States. Equivalent to 6.6 billion United States dollars. Dr. Msokotwane told Parliament that the total debt stock comprises domestic debt amounting to 252.8 billion kwacha and external debt of 382.4 billion kwacha. He explained that domestic borrowing increased to 62 billion kwacha from the 56.1 billion kwacha in 2024, while external borrowing reduced to 209.6 million United States dollars from 362.6 million United States dollars in 2023. Providing a breakdown of previous years, the minister disclosed that in 2022, domestic debt stood at 69.6 billion kwacha, while external debt was 2.8 billion United States dollars. In 2023, domestic debt rose to 73.1 billion kwacha, while as external borrowing significantly declined to 662.6 million United States dollars. Dr. Msokotwane emphasized that debt management should be viewed in terms of sustainability rather than absolute figures. He said government remains focused on strengthening revenue mobilization. He said government remains focused on strengthening revenue mobilization and prioritizing concessional financing to maintain prudent borrowing levels. He further noted that Zambia's foreign exchange reserves have improved from 1.6 billion United States dollars in 2021 to over 5.6 billion United States dollars currently, attributing the rise in improved economic prospects. The minister was responding to a question from Kamfinsa Member of Parliament Christopher Kangombe, who sought details on the debt contracted by government from January 2022 to August 2025, broken down year by year for both domestic and external borrowing.
Broken down as follows. Domestic debt stock was at 252.8 billion, approximately $10.6 billion, and external debt was 382.4 billion or $16 billion. Madam Speaker, the government has implemented several measures to ensure sustainable debt management and timely settlement of obligations. These include strengthening domestic revenue mobilization, prioritizing concessional financing, implementing fiscal consolidation, engaging creditors in debt restructuring, and enhancing debt transparency and monitoring through improved reporting.
Tourism Minister Rodney Sikumba. Tourism Minister Rodney Sikumba says Zambia's tourism sector is experiencing significant growth, with international arrivals rising by 4.3% to 2.3 million in 2025, driven by increased government investment in marketing and infrastructure. Delivering a ministerial statement in Parliament, Mr. Sikumba said domestic tourism has also grown by 4.4%, with 553,516 recorded visits to national parks and heritage sites. He noted that government's budget allocation to the tourism sector has increased substantially from $303 million in 2021 to $1.5 billion in 2025, demonstrating commitment to strengthening the country's industry. Mr. Sikumba further stated that non-tax revenue collections have risen from $131 million to $474 million, while tax revenue contributions from the sector have reached $1.2 billion. The minister indicated that the tourism sector currently supports over 159,000 jobs and is projected to continue expanding. To enhance accessibility and support growth, government has rehabilitated more than 2,500 kilometers of tourism access roads and upgraded several airstrips across the country. However, Mr. Sikumba acknowledged that despite increased funding, conservation efforts are still struggling to keep pace with growing tourism activity.
Recorded 2.3 million international arrivals in 2025 compared to 2.2 million in 2024, representing 4.3% growth. Domestic tourism also showed encouraging growth, with 553,516 visits to museums, national parks, and heritage sites in 25, compared to 530 in 24, translating to a 4.4% increase. These figures confirm renewed confidence in Zambia as a tourism destination. Madam Speaker, during the period under review, the Ministry prioritized digital marketing as a core strategy to reposition destination Zambia on a global stage. As a result, these targeted digital campaigns, Zambia recorded over 1.5 billion global digital impressions in 2024 alone.
Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbo.